Joining me, former Hereford United striker Paul Wheeler. You joined Hereford from Hull in February of 1990. You're originally from Caerphilly. Was it a case of going back home, the reason that you joined Ian Bowyer at Edgar Street?
No, I got a phone call off him because when I went to Hull, I was on trial and Scarborough were interested in me, and I just phoned Ian Bowyer up off by chance, and he's always been interested in me when I was at Cardiff City, and he said, come down and we'll talk. So I went into Hull. Stan Tenhead was the manager, and asked him, he asked me what I wanted, and he said he couldn't do it. So I popped in my car and drove down to Hereford, because I was still living in Cardiff.
What are your memories of joining Hereford towards the end of that season? You made your debut at Maidstone in February of 1990.
Yeah, it was when he signed me, he just said, I know how you play, just go out, enjoy football. I don't want you coming back for free kicks or corners, anything like that. I just want you to go out and enjoy your football. And I did. And I really enjoyed it. I felt at ease. I thought I played my football, scored goals. I think I scored 11 goals in the last 20-odd games. So I really enjoyed it.
You missed out on the Welsh Cup because you were cup tied the previous round. How much of a frustration was it to miss out on that run and then, you know, the final at the Arms Park?
It was frustrating because I knew I could. I was playing my best football. I was playing. I was more relaxed, scoring goals, and yeah. But it was for the lads. They did it more, and I was pleased for them, really.
Ian Bowyer left that summer and Colin Addison took over as manager. What was the difference in the management style between Ian and Colin?
Well, Colin was had been abroad and he learned, coaching in Spain or managing in Spain. And he came over and he brought all the Spanish ideas, you know, with the ball work, with not much running, but you do your running with the ball. A lot of ball passing, keep ball, all that stuff. So, yeah, we started to look forward to it. But with Ian Bowyer, I think it was different. I would say different tactics. We had quite a young side, really.
One of my favourite goals that I've seen on YouTube is your goal against Cardiff, the equaliser. You had a lot of stick from the Cardiff fans that afternoon. What was it like to score that goal in front of all those Cardiff fans at the Blackfriars end?
Well, it's good to score against a manager who gets rid of you and coach it, and to come on and score, and then, in a way, happy, in a way, sad, because when I went round the goal and celebrated, I spotted my next-door neighbour in the crowd, and I just showed him, a wave as I went past, and then I got so much stick, I couldn't go out, because I still lived in Cardiff. I couldn't go out for 3 weeks, because they all knew roughly where I live, as they say.
Looking at the stats in that season, you were mainly used as a substitute. Was that a case of Colin Addison using you as an impact player? What was the reasoning behind that?
Reason behind that was a certain coach who came, and my career was ended, my playing career. My dad said that to me, and yes, it was. They only used me if they needed me, because we didn't see eye to eye. A certain person who was there came on as their coach.
Is that Bobby Smith?
Correct, because I had him at Cardiff City for 5 years.
Okay.
When I was at Cardiff City.
So you leave Hereford that summer, but then you go up to Stockport, who are a league above. Was it a case of you being released from Hereford, or was it just you just wanted to get away from the management team?
It was a few months before, because he was going. He told me that he was leaving, Colin Addison, because he had enough, and he was putting people on transfer for, I think it was John Sillett.
Yeah, he was in next year.
Yeah, he was the next manager. So he came to the games and he probably said, "Oh, we'll keep him, keep her," and I was one to go. So I was getting released by him.
Your memories at Stockport, what were they like? You had two Wembley appearances and you were at a higher level. It must have really restored your confidence.
Yeah, I think every club I went to, I enjoyed playing football. That was part and parcel of the game. I enjoyed it. And with Cardiff City, I played in Europe with Cardiff, promotion with Cardiff, Welsh Cup winners with Cardiff. At Hereford, I played my best football. I really enjoyed it. Was looking forward to the following season. And then being boy, it went. And it was a disappointment. And then, yeah, you do. If you're not in a team and they release you, then you've got to find another club. And then I get a phone call out of the blue by Danny Begat. He phoned me up and asked me to come on trial. So I went up and had a trial. We played against Accrington Stanley, of all the clubs, and I scored. And he asked me to join on a month's contract. So I did, and that is history. Then they offered me a contract, signed, and then I played my football, enjoyed it, and got to Wembley twice, which is a dream for any player to play at Wembley twice.
And you are still in Stockport now?
Yes, I'm still in Stockport. I still play football with the mates on a Wednesday night. Enjoy it. Still competitive. Still want to win. Still want to score goals. Yeah, it's made a life up here.
And do you still keep updated with everything all Hereford FC, even though you're about 100 miles away?
Yeah, I keep all the clubs. Cardiff, Hereford, Stockport. Try and keep either the lower league that I played for, Staley Bridge, and the RMI, and all the other clubs that we try and that I played for.
And this coming weekend, Stockport against Hereford FC. Do you know much about the squads at the moment?
Not really, no, because it's. Mostly because of what happened. It's younger players that they get, and it's quite hard because of the crowd and paying the wages. The better players are on better money, really, as they say. But no, not really.